We're now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers in Leeta Fordyce. Lady Panthers played a week ago tonight. That was the season opener. I don't remember the final score off the top of my head, but I think I'm going to be kind of in the general vicinity here. It was about 48-37 final score at Linn County, Coach. You got a victory?
It was 42-34.
I knew it was 40-something to 30-something.
Yeah, 42-34. And, you know, we came out maybe not quite as strong as I would have liked. But, again, it was just that was first game jitters and but scoring-wise, we had, I think there was like four that scored in, you know, right up in the, close to the double figures or in double figures. And so, you know, that was something that I was really proud of.
So one thing I noticed from the info that you sent on the varsity game, and even from the, some of the info I got on the junior high games from the last couple of months, is you got a lot of girls who are, they're good at pressuring the ball, I would assume, because you get a lot of steals, and I'm sure you get a lot of breakouts that way at all levels. Is that one thing you're really trying to establish in all levels of the program?
Yes, and, you know, defense is important to me, and I tell the girls that. I mean, you have to have a good offense to get points on the board, but to me, a good defense makes a good offense look bad. So I want to focus on defense, and I think when the girls are, you know, they're aggressive and, you know, they're out there playing their best and giving 110%, you know, it's all going to look better both ways for us. And I think a lot of times we get steals and we get the layups and, you know, of course that helps our offense. So a good defense is just something that we really work on.
How's your half-court offense? Because, you know, breakaway layups are great, but in order to be real good, you got to be good in the half-court too. How did it look Monday, Coach?
Well, I think we don't look too bad. We've got several girls that can score from the three-point line. Morgan Axel's probably my top three-point shooter. Now, she didn't have as good a game against Linn County, and you know, but she still scored, you know, I think she had 9 points. And she finally came on a little bit in the second half, but she just came out a little weak there, and I think she kept saying, my shot's a little off, and so I think she's been working on that, and we've practiced this last few days here, and she looked really good at practice, so I think she's finally got that down. And you know, Jandy came back, and you know, she hurt her knee, and she was released early, so that was a good thing. But I think most of her points were layups. So but she can shoot from the outside as well. Aubrey can shoot from the outside. So I've got girls that can shoot, and then I've got Anna Malazzo down underneath the basket. If we can feed it into her, she's pretty good down low. And then I have a little girl that came back. She was off last year, Alyssa Webb. She came back, and she's strong. So, you know, Brianna Carpio, she is my point guard right now, and she doesn't get a lot of points there, but she does, you know, handle the ball a lot, so she kind of gets the offense moving. So right now they're just kind of learning to work together again, and we're kind of getting back into the feel of things, I think.
Does it look like to you that the conference race, once you get into HDC play in December, does it look like it's pretty wide open this year?
I think so. I mean, we're going to have some tough teams to play, like, you know, North Harrison's going to be, I think, probably one, and Mercer is going to be tough, and you know, seems like when we play against Mercer, it's like both teams, they want to win the game. And so I think we're just going to have to stay on our toes. And every time we play in a game, we just have to do our best, because I really can't take any team for granted. Because sometimes you just have good nights and sometimes you have bad nights. And just hopefully we have the good nights against teams that are having good nights.
So you mentioned Jandy. She's coming off of an ACL, and then we know about the athlete that she is. But when you come back from that first game back, you just have to get to the point of, and it's different because you can practice on that thing and develop some confidence that way, but getting through that first game had to be huge for her self-confidence.
Yeah, it was. I have a tendency to try to, in a sense, protect her, because I'm like, be careful, be careful. And she finally told me, she said, stop doing that. So I'm going to stop. You know, I'm just going to let her play, and she knows how far she can go with it. She wears her brace, and it seems like it's not affecting her that much. So, you know, I think as time goes on and she gets confident with playing with that brace, I think things will be good for her.
No basketball tonight at the Novinger Tournament. That's not a surprise. The roads are in not great condition. Everything at this point has been moved back one night. That means Grundy, our 5-3 seed, Atlanta 6 seed, play at Novinger High School Wednesday at 6:40. Any early information about Atlanta or your expectations of the game, Coach?
Well, I know, seed-wise, we were the third seed in that tournament, and I think what Atlanta, what is the?
They're the six.
What were they? Yeah, six seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I really don't know that much about them, so I guess I'll find out, but I don't really know that much about them. I just know we'll go in the game, and we kind of go in with the idea of defensively we're going to just be tough, and we'll see who their shooters are, and what we need to do to adjust to accommodate that. But really, I don't know. The one I do know a little bit about is Green City. So I do know if we win that game, we're probably going to see Green City, and that's the one that we really need to focus on if we get to that point. So I guess I don't want to say that that's the team we're going to play, because we have to beat Atlanta first. So mm-hmm. we'll take that. We'll try to get that win, and then we'll move on from there.
Wednesday at 6:40. Friday would be either at 4:00, loser's bracket, or 6:40, winner's bracket. Likely, if it's winner's bracket, Coach, already mentioned them, the roadblock that Grundy had numerous times last year. They couldn't figure out Brooke Littrell and the Green City Lady Gophers. Coach, uh-huh. Congrats on the win last week, and good luck with the game coming up on Wednesday night.
Thank you so much.